to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Awesome. I'm very excited because, so we just recently did a new moon ritual here at the shop, and we got to do it with some people who listen to our podcast. So it was so nice to meet those of you who are here. If we hadn't met you yet, I hadn't met you yet, I think Victoria had met you. But it was just such a delight to spend that magical time with you and everybody who was at that workshop.
It was so lovely. You know, the first full moon of like the new year is always kind of special and exciting. Although, I don't know if other people are like this, but sometimes I tend to like overcommit myself to my goals. You know, and all of a sudden I have, you know, oh, I'm going to start these 27 things.
Right.
You know, and because it's the new year and it's the new moon and it's totally going to happen because I guess everything else I need to do is just going to fall to the wayside. I don't know. You know.
Who needs to eat?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Says no Italian ever.
Yeah. So it's always a very special moon, but I had to keep that in mind a lot with this one.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I had talked about at the ritual was I have all these ideas and I really need to put them through like a funnel and like then put them through like a strainer because, you know, they're just kind of all over the place bouncing around. So I've started doing that.
Oh, great.
And that was basically, instead of being like, I'm going to do all these 27 things, I'm like, I'm going to get all of these things, you know, within the next couple weeks down to, you know, which ones are important to me and just get them like written down and like, do they make sense anymore? Because some of them I'm like, okay, what?
Like, I have story idea files like that where I'm like, what was I trying? There was one that was like, it was like Ducks, France, 1750s. And I looked at it a year later, I'm like, what? Yeah. Part of my language, what the hell was I even thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Ducks was probably an autocorrect. And it wasn't what I originally wrote. But who knows what I originally wrote? Like, that idea is gone. I hope it comes to somebody else.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, it, yeah. No, exactly. And like, there were things that I was like, was I trying to say this? Like, you know, am I trying? What? So there's a little bit of that going on. And then there's a little bit of like, you know, I wrote down one idea and I can't remember what it was, but I was like, well, that will never work. Like, you know, like, so I'm doing a really good job at it, and it's coming along, but nice. It's a slow process.
It is.
But normally, I would have been more like, okay, I have like these ideas, and I'm going to do all of them, and that's my new moon ritual, and it would have been just a disaster.
So I really want to highlight the importance of taking the time between the new moon and full moon, when the moon is waxing, of coalescing your ideas into. Or condensing, I guess I should say, because they're already, you don't want to coalesce, that will give you more. Condensing your ideas into what is a top priority and what's doable, because there's nothing wrong with that being a waxing moon process, even if that's all someone is doing. And I don't mean to say all, like it's nothing, it's actually really important, especially this time of year, at the beginning of the year, but at any time really, to take that, you know, those days, those weeks, to really think about, all right, what actually matters most. And I think a lot of folks are more inclined to say, I'm gonna manifest for all these 8 million things, and if some of them work, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. But when we do that on the regular, when we over-manifest, as I'll call it, we end up often being disappointed and feeling like our magic doesn't work. And because it's just we don't have the ability to meet it halfway.
Absolutely. And the thing is that we get disappointed with ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the worst.
It is.
You know, thinking like, oh, I can't do anything, you know.
Like, why
try? You
don't
want to be like that. Exactly. There's no need to even put that energy out there.
Yeah.
You've got to be like, I'm going to try to do these things. This is what I'm manifesting. These are the steps that I'm going to take to manifest. I'm really going to try my hardest to do these steps.
Yeah.
But if you miss a step or you can't do a step or, you know, something comes up, like, that's just life. And you know what? You can do it when you think of it, or, you know, when, even if it's not during the right moon phase or whatever you're thinking, it's always it's always the right time to do, like, good things for yourself and work on what you're trying to manifest.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. You know, I was reading when we started talking about this episode, because, of course, tonight's episode or today's episode, depending if it's light
whenever
or dark,
you're listening
to it. You know, one of the things is today's episode is the waxing moon.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we talk about the moon all the time, but mostly people talk about the new moon, and mostly people really talk about the full moon.
Right.
You know, because it's so beautiful, and, you know, but you know, this waxing part of the moon is super beautiful too.
It's one of my favorites.
You know, seeing that little sliver come out the first night, and it's really quite lovely. But I think that people forget that there's about 14 days between, you know, when you do your new moon practice and your full moon, you know, ritual, or I should, yeah, not practice, rituals. And I say about 14 because I know that people are like me that, you know, sometimes it's 16 days and sometimes it's seven, you know. But there's essentially 14 days, and that's a real lot of time when you think about it to work on those new moon goals that you've set for yourself. And this is the time to do it during the waxing moon.
Yeah.
When the moon is getting bigger, we want to keep working on our goals so that at the full moon, we can check in and be like, is this working? Is it not working? You know, and it's just the time to do that.
Yeah. And now you mentioned an important phrase there that I want to talk more about, check in, because there's no need to wait until the full moon to check in those 14 days. If it is 14 days from when you actually have time to do these rituals.
The approximate time.
But so, like, we did our new moon ritual a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now about halfway to the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I did this morning when I woke up was think about, okay, am I doing what I can to progress toward what I'm trying to manifest right now? And I think it's important to not feel like, I mean, like, if you don't happen to check in until the full moon, it's fine. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. But if you feel compelled to do it earlier, that's great. Cause it only means, okay, we're halfway through this waxing period. Energy's building up. If I take a second or a moment and check in now, are there things I can do to improve my situation even more that I'm trying to manifest? And then I don't have to wait until the full moon, and maybe there'll be other insights that come later down the road there. But I think it's great to do those check-ins, even if it's just a couple minutes, you know, at some point in the day when you have some quiet time to yourself to say, like, all right, let me think objectively. This is what I manifested. Number one, does it require anything more for me in the mundane world than I'm already doing?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, is there something magically I could do to support it? There's waxing moon magic you can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That you don't have to wait for the next moon phase is what I mean.
But we always think, oh, we're going to start with the new moon. We're going to, you know, next step is the full moon. You know, the lovely thing about Luna, once again, who I just love the moon. So every time you look at the sky, it's like a little timetable.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're in the waxing phase. And look, we're getting bigger. And oh my goodness, you know, the moon is working to the full moon, you know, the full moon event, no, not the full moon event, but like the full moon process.
Phase?
I'm going to say phase. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I couldn't think of the word.
It's
I was
all
like,
good.
Event? You know,
it is an event.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It is. For us, it is. So, but it's, we can see it all the time. So it's like, we don't even have to remember to remind ourselves. If we just look at the sky, we can be reminded.
Oh, that's that right there holds so much beauty for
right?
all things. If we just look at the sky, we can be reminded because as above, so below, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And last night when I looked out at the moon, and it's, you know, it was a smallish sliver of a moon. I thought, okay, you know, I'm getting to the right place. I'm funneling. This is a real process. It's taking me a little bit of time. But look, like, according to the moon, I'm doing a great job. So,
yeah.
You know, it made me feel really good. Like, it just made me feel like I'm getting one step closer to what I, you know, what I'm trying to manifest in my life.
I totally understand. I had a similar moment. So for anybody listening, what I manifested at this new moon was to bring my authorpreneurship to the next level. And, you know.
Which is excellent.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited.
It's good for all of us. We all benefit from that. So,
well, thank you.
You know. So I'm going to say on behalf of the whole podcast.
On behalf of everybody.
On behalf of everybody who is not really around this table, but because the microphone's here, I'm going to think that they are.
The equipment is
here. Thank you.
The equipment is here.
Yes.
But, you know, obviously in a week, there's not many results to see.
Right.
Naturally.
Right.
And I did not expect there to be because I'm a realistic Capricorn human and I know things take time. But what I've been able to look back and say, okay, I developed an Instagram strategy. I'm starting to develop a TikTok strategy. I'm starting to, you know, I updated my website. Mm-hmm. It's like, so all these things that are building that foundation, you know, it's like, and meanwhile, I'm working on my book. Right. I am taking the mundane steps necessary. Now, what I might do tonight is a little bit of magic to continue to help mm-hmm. things along. Mm-hmm. You know, and it might be simple. I might put some oil on a candle and light it. I might do something similar with a bay leaf like we did at the last new moon ritual.
Yep.
You know, just kind of like evoke that. Like, let's get that going again. I might reread what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure yet because I'm going to kind of fly by the seat of my pants. But
right.
I think it's kind of nice halfway to the full moon to do just a little boost of magic. Just be like, I'm still working on this and thinking about it.
But you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
The problem is we never celebrate our smaller little steps that we take to get to the main area. Because to get there's steps that we have to take.
Oh, tons.
There's tons of them, right? So we never think about, oh, you know what? Great job. Great job with the Instagram.
Thank
and
you.
Great job with the
email. Great job with your funneling.
Right. Like, we never think to like pat ourselves on the back to be like, I can't, you know, I'm one step closer.
Yeah.
And I think that what the moon tries to remind us of is we need to do that. We need to think about where we're at, where we were, and where we're going so that we can be like, wait a second, I did make some steps. Like,
yeah.
Okay, maybe you didn't write like the best-selling novel in like the week. The
week
since we met, you know? But like you did do steps for it. And I think that most people are like, oh, well, I didn't do that yet. Like I didn't do the main big thing that you know is going to take you time.
Can you imagine how weird it would be if like you went out one night and the moon is new and dark and the next night she's just full?
Yeah.
Like, that would be really disconcerting. And I'd be like, what happened in the last 2 weeks, everybody?
Yes. Yes. It would be like that show. What was that show where they were all on the plane? Manifest.
Oh, okay.
And like then they just appear for 5 years and they come back and they all think it's like, you know, 5 hours later because they were on their plane, but like it's really 5 years later. It would be kind of like that. So it would be very, very upsetting.
Very
for all of
boring.
Us. Yes. Yes.
So I kind of think to expect that you're going to go from intention to goal met
mm-hmm.
just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll snap for effect.
Yep. Yep.
That
was
really
a good snap.
Thank you. That's the hand that snaps while the other one doesn't like to do it. I don't know why.
Yeah, mine aren't
go very loud. Go practice your snapping, listeners. We'll give you a
mine
second.
Mine are very loud. If I was at like one of those poetry things, how would I like...
This is useless.
Nobody would
one.
Hear it. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I think everybody has a good snapping hand and a bad snapping hand.
I don't think I have a good snapping hand.
You should try the ring finger or something. Anyway.
Oh, no. This isn't working. Okay, this is worth... Thank goodness nobody can see us right now because I look Trinity like,
dead.
You know, a maniac. So... Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Entertaining is a word for it.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway,
I digress.
it's really important to count those micro steps, and you know, listeners, you may know Victoria and I are also coaches, so like, we're telling you this not only from a magical standpoint, but from a coaching standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you don't count your wins along the way, it's so much harder to succeed.
And no matter how
you never will.
We are, you know, like. If you did something to get to where you're going, like, congratulations. That's great, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people think that we're going to set a goal on the new moon. And then at the full moon, we're like, well, nothing happened.
Yeah, they have a set and forget it mentality.
Right, like, meanwhile, they, like, I don't know, watched TV and, like, ate popcorn for 2 weeks and... Didn't do anything, didn't do any of the work. And, like, that's great, too, because sometimes that's what's needed. Sometimes that rest is needed.
Yes.
But, like, you can't be like, well, gee, what happened?
Why aren't millions of people buying my books yet?
Right.
I didn't write them or publish them.
Right, and like, my magic isn't working. Well, no, because it's all work. It's all, you know, you have to always be working on yourself with your practice, especially. That's very important.
Yeah, yeah. It 100% is. And it's a nice reminder of the waxing moon. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, she gets a little bit brighter every single night for 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. it's just that little bit. And it's sometimes such a small percentage. And sometimes I'll look and it's like, oh, the moon was 31% bright yesterday and now it's 33% bright today. But that's such a good reminder that it's the small steps that sometimes have the biggest impact.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, everybody just go buy a lotto ticket and hope that you get rich big time.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
absolutely.
I'm not telling you to go gamble, but this is Margaret not what that is. Disclaimer.
To gamble.
I'm not telling anyone to go gamble. And, like, listen, I buy tickets sometimes. It's fun.
Yeah,
but
it
like,
is fun.
I don't buy them thinking, like, well, I don't need to do anything else to try right. in my life because I'm going to win that jackpot. Right. No. I mean, if I ever win a jackpot, there will be trips. There will be lots of dogs. There will be a beach house.
Yes.
But I'm not actually banking on it. You know, like
right.
You can't put your hat on that.
No, you cannot. You cannot. And you know, you were talking about when the moon is growing. And sometimes you don't see the growth even.
Yeah.
But you know how you would see the growth? With an excellent telescope plug into my family.
The birthday is coming, folks.
The birthday is coming, and a telescope would help us.
That's it,
Margaret. I'm just trying to help you, you know, see the moon clearly.
And that's what's most important.
Exactly. So there's my plug for my whole family,
Trin,
Tom, and Beckham. I think we should keep
plugging it every week leading up to your birthday.
Exactly. So there you go. Yeah. So yeah, family, if you're listening, if you want me to see the moon better...
If you want Victoria's magic to work better,
you know,
which benefits all of you.
I'm getting older and my eyesight is not what it used to be.
Telescope it up.
I'm sorry, everybody. I am silly once again. Like, I don't know what's going on.
It's probably, you know, there is kind of a silliness to this time of year, I feel like.
Yeah, maybe.
Like
it is.
It's just like, it's kind of like.
Maybe that's what it is.
We can't be serious all the time, so let's be a little silly.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, there's my plug for the telescope for this week.
I think that's excellent. And continuing to plug it, to mention it, is a type of magic because words are magic. So we're manifesting that telescope.
Manifesting.
By repeatedly telling your family to buy it for you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That is one way to manifest, I guess. But that's a little bit like the... sitting on the couch and eating popcorn if I'm just telling
no,
other people
different,
to do something.
Because you're asking for it for a birthday present.
Okay, so there's some birthday magic
just,
in there.
Yeah, if you were just saying, okay, universe, I expect you to give me a telescope, but I'm just going to sit here and do nothing.
That's true.
And it wasn't for a present request, that would be like...
Yeah. Yeah,
sitting
so
and having popcorn.
When my son is obviously listening to the podcast with his fraternity brothers.
100%. I was going to say, I think Trinity is the only one who probably listens regularly, and she's in the room. So.
Yeah, I don't have to. I get it live.
She gets exactly.
it live. Exactly. What a treat.
I mean, Tom might listen. I don't know.
He might. He listens to podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones, but probably this was at the top of his list, as it should be. So, yeah. Hi, Tom.
I was teasing Kate yesterday because she and Everett went to go see a play with our older sister and her daughter. And
oh, fun.
Yeah, so they were driving back and Kate said she was listening to podcasts. I said, oh, are you catching up on this magical life?
I hope she said yes.
She did not. She was listening to, making sure that Everett had his headphones on, but listening mostly to true crime podcast.
Oh, people
That's
love those true crime ones.
That's
but I can't listen to them because they scare me.
Okay, gotcha.
Not that I'm criticizing them at all. They just scare me.
Yeah, not your cup of tea.
I live in a house that's it gets a little creepy because it's not all lit all the time.
it's ours. Unless Everett's been in the room. He loves to travel.
Right,
once.
Right. And that's just creepy to me sometimes.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know... Speaking of creepy, so I was down in the basement, right? This does
Wait,
have something to do with
here or your
no, the
home?
Basement at home, and okay. I was like, "This is really creepy." I've noticed that this new moon has me very energized to do projects and plan them out,
okay.
Not just be like, "This needs to be done" and walk away from it. Like I actually brought Tom down and we talked about it, and I was like, "These are just the things that need to be done to make it less creepy. I don't need the whole basement done or whatever. Just." To make it less creepy.
Okay.
You know, now that Beckham's not living at home, it's like we have all this hockey stuff down there. Like this half of the floor down there is this fake ice because, you know, he was a hockey player. So
yeah.
And I'm like, why do we still have
this? Is it like that Corian stuff?
It's like those tiles. Yeah. And like, yeah. And I'm like, why do we still have this like all over the basement? Like half of our basement we can't use.
So I just have to tell you before we continue, and I do want to continue. When you first said it was filled with hockey stuff, I'm picturing like hockey masks. like mannequins, and I'm like, I'm never going into your basement.
No. Like the ice and the big nets and
okay.
Like this whole this wall is filled. I don't know. Anyway, I noticed what my point is about the moon to bring it back.
Keep coming back to the moon.
Is that it's really like energizing me, and I really like that energy.
Great.
I really like it. And then you know when I went upstairs, we have like these skylights over like the kitchen sink, and I was contemplating doing dishes. I never did them, but I was contemplating.
You thought about
it. And I looked over at the sink, and then I looked up, and there was the moon. Then I did not do the dishes, but
you thought about
there
the
was
moon.
The moon, and I was
if
like,
"If only you'd had a telescope."
I was thinking.
The dishes might have happened.
Maybe the dishes would have.
I don't know how, out.
but I was thinking to myself, like, I love the moon. It really energizes me when I see it. Like, I'm a little sad when we have like cloudy weather,
yeah,
and we can't see the moon.
Yeah,
it's a little sad for me.
I understand.
Because I like seeing her all the time.
Same.
And I think that like this, the waxing phase is just so exciting because like we're getting closer and closer to that full moon and watching that full moon rise, and I love that.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
And so amazing to witness.
It is.
And it never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
I've seen a lot of moons in my days, and it never gets old.
Tons of moons, and I love them all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all the same moon.
We've seen lots of visions of
yes,
the moon.
Yes, there you go.
Moon sightings.
One of the things I picked out while we were in, we were getting ready for the podcast was, well, first of all, we of course lit our moon candle. It's just a moon ritual candle, but I was like, we're talking about the moon, so we should let her know. I pulled a tiger's eye and a carnelian.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make that so loud. I really like the carnelian because it's really all about, like, you know, lighting the fire under your butt to do things kind of thing, you know, and getting it done. And I like that. This is actually one of my favorite crystals.
I know it is.
I just love it.
I mean, our listeners don't yet. Right. Now they do.
Now they do. But I really love it. I really just, when I look at it, I don't know, it makes me feel good. And it really, like, lights that fire under your butt. I like tiger's eye, too, because of the way that it looks, of course. But I picked tiger's eye. So I like tiger's eye for this purpose of, like, getting things done because I find it to be very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Encouraging you to do what you need to do to get things done. And I also feel like it does give you, like, a level of empowerment.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of tiger's eye as, like, you've got this stone.
Exactly. like the carnelian's lighting the fire under your butt, and then the tiger's eye is, like, you've got this.
Yeah.
And I think that they're actually great crystals for the waxing moon, and you want to know something? I only learned that this weekend, that they were the crystals for the waxing moon. I never even thought about it. But now I'm going to think about it.
It's hard to always keep track of all the things. And I think this is an important point for any of our new listeners. You don't have to know it all
at once. No, you don't.
You can take it in pieces. And, you know, sometimes you might want to focus on a crystal for the moon and have that be your practice. And sometimes you might want to focus on a candle or an oil or blah, blah, blah. You might want to bring them all together. And that's also great. You might change it up. One month you could be all about the crystals, and the next month it could be all about the candles.
Right.
It's
absolutely
all good.
Absolutely. And I want to, you know, that's a really good point, because a lot of times, like, when we do rituals, we just, you know, think, like, oh, my God, we have to, you know, light the candle and make the oil and, you know, get the crystals out and then, you know, get the bay leaves and, you know, all these things. And, you know, this last ritual that we had, we did a lot of chatting.
Yeah.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I just love that feeling of community and camaraderie. But sometimes it can be something like that. It can be something a little bit simpler. We can take a step back and be like, we're gonna manifest, but we're gonna do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to know that, like, if you want to do a ritual, but you're tired, but you're feeling called to, you know what? Whatever you're doing, lighting a candle and meditating, that could be your ritual. That's fine. don't put so much stress on yourself that you don't do something because you're stressed.
Or because you don't have the materials.
Or I'm not going to do it right.
Yeah.
How many people that come in that say, I'm new to witchcraft and I'm afraid that I'm not going to do it right?
You can't do it wrong.
Remember, this is your practice, and practice makes perfect. And we're not even going for perfect, but you know what I mean by that. Like, practice, 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 and the stuff's going to come to you eventually, right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Even I still have to write things down.
Yeah.
And you see me at every ritual because I don't want to go out of order, because I'll be like, okay, everybody, let's do the fun part. You know? But yeah.
I will say they're all fun parts, just throwing that out
they
there.
They are. They are all fun parts. But, you know, I'm somebody that I'm like, I want to read like a special poem or something, and I'll just forget about it if I don't see like, read the special poem, you know, because that's just where my brain is lately. And you know, and that's okay. You don't have to remember everything. Take notes, write things down, do what's called to you. And if you're doing a ritual and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, Victoria said we should use this carnelian for the waxing moon, but I am not feeling it. Then don't use it.
Yeah.
You have to use what you feel is right for you.
100%.
Because it's your practice.
I know folks who use moonstone for every single stage of the moon, or phase of the moon, and it's all good.
It's all good.
You could use no crystal if you want to, you know?
Right.
Ritual is more about setting aside the time to connect on a spiritual level with yourself and with the universe, in this case, the moon, than it is about any of the other bits.
Absolutely.
The other bits are just layers of energy that you're adding to something. So if you're new at this and you're hearing us say like, oh, we had an oil and we lit a candle and we had bay leaves and we had a cauldron that we burned them in and we've got crystals around us. Like, you don't need all the trappings right away or ever if you don't want to. I mean, they're fun. I'm not going to lie.
They are fun, and they do add to it. And I get it. It makes it so witchy. Like, when you walk in and there's candles lit and there's crystals on the table and there's all sorts of herbs on the table and, you know, some candles are burning, some aren't. Like, it's very cool looking.
It is.
It's like, that is the cool part of witchcraft. There's some really cool stuff that we get to use. But if you don't have that stuff, that's fine. Because you will eventually get it.
You will. And also, I'm going to put a plug in that Victoria did not ask me to. Mm-hmm. Her shop does online orders. So.
Oh, yeah. Visit houseofthetriplemoon.com. What else can I plug today?
Telescopes. The shop. I'm going to plug my books. Go buy my books.
Yeah. And you know what? We sell them here. We'll send them right to you.
They'll be signed. Because I'm going to sign them all eventually.
How cool is that?
And you'll get a free bookmark with it, as long as I have the bookmarks until I run out. And then I'll get more bookmarks. But if you order in the gap, I'm sorry, there won't be a bookmark.
That's very cool. It's still very cool. The whole thing is cool. But yes, don't get yourself all like in a tizzy about the fact that you don't have all the perfect things or whatever. Write up your own. You know, and sometimes what I even do is I'll look at some books and I'll just pull out what I like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I would like to do that. You know, and that's fine. Make it your own. Do your own thing. And you'll find that when you do your own thing, you'll kind of even remember the steps more because it was something you really enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah. But if you do want a space to write down, and I recommend you go back and listen to our episodes, on the Book of Shadows and the Grimoire, because these are great resources where you can write things down. You don't have to hold it all in your head. Similarly to, you don't have to have all of the trappings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And trimmings.
Absolutely.
And what other TR word?
Absolutely.
Can we find
all of treats? Them. All of them. No, absolutely. This is a great time to get things done, to, you know, do mini check-ins, like Margaret said, and just, you know, think about the things that you want to manifest. And you know what? If you're thinking about now, like, ooh, wait a second, why did I say that? Because I don't want to manifest it. Then don't.
Yeah.
That's okay too.
Yeah. And listen, if you start to set an intention for something and then you never follow through with it again, chances are it ain't going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really can't mess this up.
No, you can. You can.
And you can change your mind. You know, you might start to manifest something, set an intention for something, and then realize, oh, wait, this isn't actually what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You can shift. It's all right. It's all part of your process and your growth. Yeah. And it, you know, it's not like, well, I used up that new moon, so I cannot manifest that until the next new moon. No, start now.
Right.
The moon is still growing. Right. You can start new things.
You can. Absolutely. You know, one of the things is because we do not really talk about witchcraft as a religion. We are not Wiccan, and we tell people that all the time. We're not Wiccan. You know, you can kind of make your own practice. It doesn't have to be like anybody else's.
It's true. I'm pagan, and I use the planets and luminaries as physical representations of the deities I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel, you know, fine. I mean, I was raised Roman Catholic. I mostly practice Buddhism now, and I have, like, my Buddhism and witchcraft practice. Do they go hand in hand? I don't know. If you ask the Dalai Lama, you know what? I think I'd be friends with him, too.
I think the Dalai Lama would be good with anybody doing anything spiritual.
I think so, too. So I think he would be good with it. But, and again, I think I'd be friends.
I'm sure you would.
There'd be a little bit of a language.
Lama and the queen. Yeah, the late
there'd
queen.
There'd be a little bit of a language barrier, but that's okay.
He speaks English.
He does, but sometimes he needs things to be translated.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay. He speaks like 8 languages.
I know.
Because he's a genius. But yeah, so that's what I do. Yeah, we love you. That's what I do. I say yes. Yes. For the Dalai Lama who's listening. Because I'm sure in India he's heard of our podcast.
Totally. But, and just like the queen was listening before she passed.
Yes, exactly. The queen absolutely was. But and I'll never believe otherwise. But yeah, I think that, you know, I think whatever you want to join together, you can join together because it's your practice.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's interesting you said you're not sure technically if witchcraft and Buddhism go together. I think witchcraft goes with everything.
I think so, too.
I mean, I know people who are Christian and practice witchcraft. Mm-hmm. I know people who are Jewish and practice witchcraft who are atheists and practice witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, witchcraft is so malleable. You know, and mm-hmm. if you are Wiccan, that's great. Be Wiccan and practice witchcraft.
Yep.
There's, it kind of goes with everything because it can be everything from like understanding the self to a reverence for nature to, you know, celebrating the seasons to, you know, working with deities to not working with deities to working with ancestors.
To all things that are good.
All things that are good. And you can make it what you need to make it. So
absolutely. And that's what you should do. Absolutely.
I'm such a soapbox about this topic.
I know. I do too. Because I love the topic. And I'm very, you know, I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want everybody that we come in contact with to be practicing witchcraft. Because it's such a great practice. And it's such a great way to be. And, yeah, maybe if everybody followed witchcraft, they, you know, there'd be no problems in the world.
I kind of think that that's how it would be.
Yeah.
Because it is so malleable and because at its core, I think witchcraft is really about using energy for empowerment, personal empowerment
mm-hmm.
and growth
mm-hmm.
and the empowerment and growth of others.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Yeah. I know that there are people who use spell work that, you know, is harmful to others or this, that, and the other thing. That's not anything that sits well with me.
Me either.
I believe in only using magic for the good of people. So, you know, there is that piece of it, sure. But I think that those folks, no matter what their belief system would be, bless you, Trent, they would be using that belief system in the same way mm-hmm. to hurt others. And mm-hmm. there are those people in the world who use their belief system to hurt others.
There are. But there are going to be those people in the world in every system, you know?
Those young souls that are...
Yeah.
And I feel for them because they're mired in fear.
Yeah, and it's so sad.
It is sad. They got to go through it, though. It's part of their soul's progression, you know?
So
it's like they're always going to be there. You know, I definitely believe that humanity can ascend to the next level, but there's always going to be those new souls.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different ways we could shepherd them through that process of growth, to be sure. But there's always going to be that aspect of it. But that doesn't mean that has to be your aspect of it. It's not something that you need to fear. Witchcraft is not scary. It's,
No.
You know, and neither is working with the moon.
Doing rituals with your community, being with people, trying to make the world better. It's all good.
It's all good. And the moon is there to help and support. So when she's waxing, it's kind of like her saying, like, keep going, kid. You got this,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I know that this may sound silly too, but I always feel like the moon is speaking to me in a way.
I think that's silly.
Say, like, be the best you, because yeah. that's what like the moon's trying to do all the time. The most beautiful moon. It's working to that full moon, the beautifulness that everybody's looking at. And I just think that the moon is there to remind us that, like, just be the best that you could be.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah. And I could just say astrologically, that fits with the archetype, is the moon being mm-hmm. representative of the archetypal mother who's nurturing and caring and, you know, always trying to help us be our best selves
mm-hmm.
and always there for us. And
absolutely.
I, yeah. And it's just, she's amazing.
So she is.
Use this waxing period well, whether it's to rest and be nurtured or mm-hmm. whether it's to be active and trying to, you know, work toward your manifestations, whether you're taking a moment to reflect on those intentions and see what's coming through for you and what isn't yet. She offers us so much.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to say about the moon right now?
There's so much I can say, but there's just not enough time. Should we pull a card?
I think we should pull a card.
What is the deck that you're using?
This is WITCH, Woman in Total Control of Herself.
Okay.
And for anyone who's not good with spelling fast, that spells witch. Just throwing that out there.
Let's see. These are pretty. Okay. I like the gold on the edges.
Yeah. Our friend Rhiannon showed me this deck. I got a reading from her and I loved
it. The Lion Queen.
Oh, the Lion Queen. What number is
15.
That? 15. Okay.
Oh, it's really beautiful. It's this woman looking very powerful next to this beautiful lion.
Let me get to that number in
Maybe
the book.
Maybe they're like in the woods. No, it wouldn't make sense that they're in the woods. I don't know. It looks like they're surrounded by like either like fruit trees or rose trees. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's a very beautiful card and I
Ooh,
do love
gorgeous.
The gold.
So this book, by the way, has the full color rendition of each card in, like, full size.
I love that.
And it is a thick book.
It's very thick.
It's impressive. It's 215 pages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So is there, like, multiple pages for each card?
Each card's got the picture page.
Uh-huh.
And then it has two pages, and there's, like, another picture.
Okay.
Like, for this one, it brings the lion back. So.
Okay.
The Lion Queen. Check your boundaries. Are they crafted securely to honor your sovereignty, to uplift and support your values and enhance your own sense of inherent value? Or are they softly drawn, slipping loose to accommodate others' needs and wants before your own? Are they aligned with sacrifice, selflessness, compliancy? Are you protecting your good girl image by caretaking the needs of others? Or are you protecting your precious life force by giving others an opportunity to develop their own sovereignty by saying no? The witch knows she can't let what's urgent get in the way of what's important. Her deep inner life is the source from which all her creativity, intimacy, and relationships flow. So she will protect both her energy and integrity by drawing a circle around her creative time, her quiet time, and whatever space, internal and external, that imbues her with a sense of belonging. Now is the time to get fierce with your boundaries. You're worth it.
Oh, I love that.
What a powerful message for taking time with yourself to work with the moon.
You're worth it.
You are worth it.
You definitely are.
And by the way, this oracle is by Angie Solins with art by Silas Tobel. And it is by US Game Systems.
It's really a beautiful deck. I like the cards. The cards are super thick. I like the back of the cards.
Yeah, it has the triple moon. And
yep. And what else is that on there? Maybe
are those
like a
fish? No, those are shells? What are those?
I was going to say, is that like moth wings? Like you're flying?
Oh, I was looking at it sideways. That's a moth or a butterfly, maybe. It's
maybe.
Moth.
It's really pretty.
There's a lot of other design happening on there, so that's why I was holding it sideways too. I'm like, they kind of look like muscles.
Yeah, they do. They do, but really pretty deck.
It's a really beautiful deck.
But powerful message, and I will post the picture of that card on the, not on the website, on the Instagram the Instagram page.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Absolute best. So yeah, that's our card. How about you know you're a witch if? For the waxing moon.
You know, I was going to say, you know that you're a witch if, and this has nothing to do with the waxing moon, if every time your friend brings out a deck of cards, Oracle or Tarot, you're just so excited to look at them, and all you can do is describe every aspect of them to everybody.
And I'm now handing the box to Victoria.
Yes,
so that when we're finished recording, she can look at them at her leisure. Because the box is gorgeous, the book is gorgeous, the cards are gorgeous.
Yeah, this is a nice deck.
It's a really nice deck. I like that one a lot.
Do you have an, if
you know you're a witch if?
Yeah.
You know you're a witch if you set time aside when the moon is waxing to check in with your manifestations and intentions and just see how it's going and what else you can do to move things along.
Oh, absolutely. That's great.
Thank you.
That's great.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening.
Stay magical. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.